Everybody needs to know that they are the creator of their reality. Whether you are living a life you don't want to live in some unconscious, subconscious way that has been created around you. Likewise, you can transmute that energy into a more positive way to create the life that you want. You have the power to do that through your thoughts and your actions.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. And today I'm joined by Sarah Jane Lewis. Sarah Jane is a holistic energy practitioner. She works primarily with women who want to heal from their past traumas that are maybe keeping them stuck in where they are. And she's also creator of an internet talk show, The Powerful Woman's Hour. She leads a community of 5,000 women and shows them how to improve their energy through movement, wholesome nutrition, focused relaxation, and connection to their inner self. A little bit something different, because I like to get as much variety as possible in my listeners' lives so that they can all find something, a little take that gels with them. So, Sarah Jane.
Hello. Well, firstly, thank you very much for having me today. It's an honour to be on your show. And yes, I think different is good. Like you say, when it comes to goals, we can sometimes get a little bit too rigid, maybe a little bit too corporate in our thinking. And I think when it comes to the work that I do, I'm very much about being in tune to your intuition, following that inner voice and making sure you stay aligned to your overall goal, which could be as simple as just having a happy life.
Who doesn't want a happy life, eh?
Well, sometimes people get caught up in the things, don't they? I need to have this car. I need to have this house. I need to have this amount of money. In actual fact, what aligns to what would truly make you happy? And if you have that as a goal, to feel happy, to feel fulfilled, to feel like you are living your purpose, then all that stuff will come along anyway, if you need it, if it's going to help you along that way on your journey.
I like that. That's a nice little take on things. So tell us a bit about your story, your background, how long you've been doing what you do, how have goals sort of fitted into?
Okay, well, I am a corporate girl. I have spent from my 20s up until now in the corporate world, doing that thing where you job hunt and go from one place to the other because you're going to get a little bit more money and a little bit more kudos, a little bit more of a higher position. Obviously, being in the corporate world, goals and appraisals and all of that jazz comes as part of your yearly process. But what I came to realize is that I had personal goals that didn't necessarily align to that corporate world. Hence that I now call myself a holistic energy practitioner, because I feel really that I'm aligned to what I'm meant to be doing and turn all that knowledge and expertise that I've gained over the years in my workplace, but also what I've put myself through personally, through personal development, through courses, through being around people that actually I enjoy their company and there's nothing else in it for me. Sometimes we can get very much into the networking, very much into the climbing the ladder mode, and we don't actually enjoy that environment. So I am still very much in the corporate world. I do have a day job, but I'm building this business up on the side because the sensible part of my brain says I still need to pay the mortgage. That is a goal. I need to make sure I still keep a roof over my kids' house. Heads, should I say. But yes, my background is corporate, but almost from appeasing everybody else around me. Very, very early on, I remember sat at school and, as the teacher does, goes around the classroom and says, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I put my hand up very eager and said, I want to be a massage therapist, miss. And she went, you can't possibly be a massage therapist. That's what prostitutes are.
Oh.
So aligning to my intuitive self at a very young age was dashed with a no. That soon changed, and my dad was a very, very hardworking man, had three jobs to try and keep us fed and keep the mortgage paid. And he said, look, you need a corporate job, you need an office job, you need to get qualified as an accountant. And that's what I did. I wanted to please him. So I ended up qualifying as a chartered accountant. And I tell you what, I absolutely hated it. absolutely hated it. It was not a world that I wanted to live in. I've worked for big companies like IBM and Bacardi. I'm just like, it's crazy, absolutely crazy how this world operates. And hippie me, I guess, which sometimes people might associate the woo and the holistic side of things, just like, life's got to be easier than this. This is not, I don't want to spend 12-hour days in an office looking at spreadsheets. So I did craft my way into a very lucrative position in another big corporate that allowed me to do what I do really well, which is very much the human side of things, being able to bring out the best of people in their jobs and the work that I do, but also gave me flexibility to be a mum, because I'm an independent mum, got two children, and also explore this other side of me in order to have this holistic energy business.
Now, this is quite important, I think, because there are so many people out there in the world that are stuck in their corporate and they're working for other people and they don't really enjoy what it is that they are doing. Mm-hmm. And life, you know, we get one shot at life and you got to make the most of it.
Definitely. I've seen many CEOs, CFOs have their PAs organise their Christmas presents for their kid and nannies are looking after the kids and doing all the things they should do so they can earn the money to pay for all of that stuff. And I could see this happening around me and I thought, if I'm going to be in the corporate world, that job needs to work with me. But also, that is not a goal for me in any shape or form. I could not understand this craziness where people saw that as an ambition to work so many hours to pay for a luxury lifestyle that they couldn't actually fully enjoy. Like, it just seems like crazy. So that was one of my goals very early on, is to ensure that if I was to work in the corporate world, it had to be flexible. It had to work around the life that I wanted, to make it very clear that I was not in this mode of climbing the ladder to be the next department head, to be the next CFO. Like, that was never on the agenda. And to utilise that time to make sure that I focus on my own personal goals, which is to have my own business, which I have. The next one is to have a successful business that is earning sufficient money in order to for me to leave my day job. That's the current goal. And then the third goal, shall I say, is to have the flexibility in my business that I can work on it, but I also have free time so I can see my children, that I can do yoga, that I can meditate, that I can spend time doing activities and enjoying life. Because like you say, you get one shot at it. I want to enjoy it. I don't want to be stuck at my laptop 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, and then sleeping all weekend and starting again on the Monday. So those are my three main goals.
No, that's good. I like that. And they're written down because you were reading them, I saw.
Yeah.
So they are written down, which is a good thing. You know, there's a couple of things in there. You know, it's what it takes to be able, you know, let's call it a side hustle, if you like. That's the favorite phrase at the moment. And you've got to work on the side hustle and set it up and get it working so that you can replace it with, you know, the main job.
Correct.
You know, replace the side hustle with the main job. So I'm imagining that's, if we go on to the next question, which is a big, hairy, audacious goal, we call them bags. Aside from obviously the side hustle taking over the career corporate ladder thing, and I think it's important to add, this is available to everybody. That's the big, big message I want to say here, is like this: being able to do exactly what it is that you want to do with your life.
Correct. Yes.
Is available to everybody.
Yes.
You've just got to take a bit of coaching along the way, quite probably, and know what it is that you want to do.
Definitely. And that is part of what I do, is unblocking those things that we put in the way. So we are energetic beings. We are vibration. We attract our reality, our perception of the world. Like you say, our vision of what we want can be materialized around us when we put those thoughts into action. But sometimes we hold emotional baggage that just keeps us weighed down, that stops us from following that path, because we were told, like I was in my early 20s, you've got to be a prostitute if you go and help people and touch their bodies and massage them, or you can't possibly be successful unless you've got a white collar job and you're working all hours then. I mean, I've had to figure that out for myself as I've gone along the way. But the dream is, I mean, for my kids, for them to follow their passions. And if you follow your passions, you will be happy. You will earn what you need to earn to live the life that you want to live. And it's not necessarily all about the flashy car and the big house, because that doesn't make everybody happy.
Nice, though.
Well, I wouldn't say no to a Porsche. I'd maybe scratch it within the first 5 seconds, knowing me. But I think, like you say, this is open to everybody. Not everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. But if you do, whatever skills that you have today, whatever passions you have today, whatever sparks that little fire inside of you, you can turn that into a profitable business completely and utterly.
I like that. I think it's a message that everybody needs to hear in that respect. So how many goals have you got going on at the moment? Are you a vision boardy type person, or are they physically written down? Or
yeah. So at the start of the year, as a part of a New Year's resolution type process, you have a whiteboard or a big white piece of paper, and my big goals go on there, which is to have my business, to have hundreds of women working with women through the courses that I do. And I guess the big, big goal, that what's on the vision board and has been for many years, is, I said it's not about the flashy house, but I do have a big house on my vision board. Yeah. But I know, as a person with two kids, my partner's got a son, if we were to live under one house, I need space. So, yeah, sensible space and a housekeeper called Lucy. She's in my head. I'm going to have a house. She's going to do all my washing, all my ironing, put it away. If I achieve that goal, I will die a happy lady if I never have to fold a pair of pants or socks again and put them in my own drawer.
You fold your pants. Sorry, it's an aside, but it's, you know, it just triggered something anyway. But
it's for me, that as a visual is to have this safe, happy home with space that takes away those activities out of my day that don't make me happy and potentially make somebody else happy by helping me. Help other women.
Yeah, that is the amazing thing. And we can't, you know, I spend a lot of my time delegating stuff, and I think, oh my God, I'm so glad that's off my desk. And then the desk that it's going to, they're going, oh, give me more. It's
like,
that doesn't make any kind of sense whatsoever. And do you know what? There are people out there that absolutely love ironing.
Definitely.
And I'm sure there's going to be one or two called Lucy as well. Moments, you know. Yeah, only Lucy's may apply.
Well, I had to put this avatar together. Yes, and yes. Part of my meditation process is to imagine this future self, this future life. And I've got my studio out in the garden that I do all my recording in, that also is an office for the team that will work for me. And it's all part of a home office setup with surrounded by trees, as you can see in my background. Mm. Love the forest. And that is the big goal. And I think once I tick that off, I just, world domination is next. No, I think it would be just from my background. I mean, I came from a council estate. My dad left the Navy, so we had to leave our naval accommodation when I was quite young. And I grew up in a very, very rough estate where there was no goals, there was no ambition, there was no dream or drive to do anything other than survive until the next day. When you grow up in that environment, it shows you all the things that you don't want out of life. And you can feel a little bit snobbish about that, or you can feel a little bit, well, I've never felt like I've fitted in, but you feel like you're being judgmental. And it wasn't ever a case of that. I just knew that I could do more and I wanted to do more with my life. And I think people shouldn't feel bad about that. I mean, you will outgrow people. You will be different from the people around you. But that doesn't. This is your life. Like, yeah, you're the creator of your own life. You're not there to manage everybody else's and make everybody else feel comfortable. And again, that's part of the thing that I do with my clients, is like identifying what is that thing that's holding you back. And sometimes it can be being seen to be successful amongst your friends and family. Like, what does that mean? Will you no longer fit in that circle, in that environment? And for a lot of people, that keeps them stuck. That keeps them where they are because they don't want to leave that tribe as such. Half the time, it doesn't make an absolute difference, because if people like you, they like you for who you are, regardless of where you live or what money you have.
Absolutely. And and if they don't like you, or really, if it becomes a problem, actually you don't need them in your life anyway. So
No. So it's a big learning curve. And I think people just need to be bold and brave, take that step forward. And like you say, write those goals down. Dream big. I have a lady that is a client of mine. And a few months back, she was divorced, living in her ex-marital home with her current partner. miles away from her family and her friends in a job she hated. And she was like, well, this is the life I've got. This is what I have to do. I have to stay here. And I was like, no, tell me, like, if there was no one or anything in this lifetime, you can't have it, what would you have? And she listed all these things. She said, I would move. I'd be a little bit in the countryside. I'd be close to my family. I'd be doing this job, that job, that job. And we did a energy healing session together, and we talked through this, and she started meditating and just refocusing those thoughts, because I made her realize that you have the power. Like, even if you just spend that time just dreaming big, it's fun, it's enjoyable, it's not wasted time. And what's happened over the last few months is that she's gradually put the steps in place, and she's turned her life around, and she's moving closer to her family. She's moving to the countryside. She's got a job that she will love. It's like that happened within a few months.
Yeah.
Once you changed that way of thinking and allowed yourself to just believe internally what that would feel like, and then your brain has got this magical way of actually going, right, how are we going to make this happen then? Doug, what, right, you want this big fancy house, right? How do we make that happen? It's like when you really want a car. I really want a red VW camper van. I'd absolutely love a T6 red VW camper van. I see them everywhere. Because your brain's looking for it. And it's the same with your goals. Once you write them down, once you put the steps how to make it happen, your brain goes into action mode and goes, right, okay, oh, this opportunity's popped up, and your intuition kicks in and remembers that goal that you set, and then you start to follow that path, and then you follow this path, and it all together, it just amalgamates into this amazing new life, this transformation. And you think, oh, that's, people say, oh, it's magic, I manifested it. You didn't. You just set your intentions, and you actually put the action in place to make it happen.
The critical thing here is the action.
Yes.
Because there's so many people out there that are excited about, you know, the law of attraction. I can just sit here and meditate and think, and it'll all happen for me.
Nope.
No. There's this thing called work that gets in the way, but a balanced work.
Yes. Completely and utterly. Definitely.
Excellent. Excellent. No, I was just thinking you must have read my book, because there's quite a bit of this stuff in there. I've got Harley Davidson.
Oh, have you?
And right. Yeah, it's a Fat Boy special, and I had it as my screensaver on my iPad.
Yeah.
All probably 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. I did have a different one before the world went to horribleness in the global financial crisis. I did have another one back then. That was a 1200, but this one's 1700cc Harley Davidson. I'm going to Scotland on it next week. I'm so excited.
Amazing. Oh, wow. So excited. And what's in Scotland?
Touring around. Riding around. 2 days to get up there, and then we're joining a group of, I don't know, 10 to 12 people. And we'll go out in day rides and then stay near, you know, campsite. And
fantastic. Oh, that sounds amazing.
Can hardly wait.
Oh, beautiful.
But, you know, I had a picture. And if you look at the picture that I had and the bike that I've got, you know, the similarities, because Harley Davidson's, I mean, they're all customized anyway, but the similarities are just there. So it is weird, this stuff. And, you know, you need to step past the weirdness.
Yep.
Understand that it does work.
It's the focus.
It's the focus. And it is, you know, your brain is like, it's got all these things to concentrate on. But if you tell it, narrow it down a little bit, we'll start thinking about the focus thing.
Yep.
And that's where we'll, that's and where,
based. Yeah.
That's where the goals do come true.
That's
where it all comes from.
You'll start surrounding people that align to that goal. You'll start reading books that align to that goal. You'll start watching programs, and gradually things that don't serve you just fall to the wayside. And you become laser focused, actually, because you know what it feels like. And that's the important part, is actually engaging in that feeling. When I achieve this goal, I'm going to feel this way. And that's what you chase. You go, right, that's amazing. That's how I want to feel.
No, that's all good. We're aligned. I think we're aligned. At this point, I'm going to ask you nuggets, right? So these are the things that people need to know, right? So it's an individual one. For you, that you, it's like, this is my thing that I want to share with people. As we'll make sure that your connection stuff is available in the show notes. But so what's your nugget? Everybody needs to know this thing.
Everybody needs to know that they are the creator of their reality. Whether you are living a life you don't want to live in some unconscious, subconscious way that has been created around you. Likewise, you can transmute that energy into a more positive way to create the life that you want. You have the power to do that through your thoughts and your actions. And if you find yourself that you have this little negative Nancy running through your head telling you can't do this and you can't do that, that needs to be shoved to one side, and you need to reprogram that voice to say, you can do this, you can do that. That will be the biggest thing that you could start working on today, within the next few seconds, next minute, and that will pay dividends in the long run. The most successful people in the world have a very positive self-dialogue, that internal voice that goes round. So that is one thing that you could put into action straight away.
So we've got to banish negative Nancy.
Yes. Or Bert or Derek or Bob, whoever you want to name them, because that voice is an amalgamation of people from your past, your parents, all their stories, all their beliefs, all their reasons for the things that they did. They're not you. You didn't come here to do that. So you need to reprogram yourself.
What a perfect place to end this episode. Sarah Jane, thank you very much again for joining me today. As I said, we'll make sure that, you know, people can get hold of you. All the information will be in your show notes. We'll see if we can add to that 5,000 group that you've got, you know, if you make sure that you link us in with your Facebook stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure that it's all there. But for today, thank you very much for joining me, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you very much, Doug.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.